Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Good morning, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business Talk Radio. We have a wonderful guest speaker on this morning from Commack, New York. He's the owner at Commack Consult Center, Dr. Steve Patnick. How are we doing, Doc?
Doing fine, Louie. How about you?
I'm doing absolutely spectacular. And now that I'm talking to you, I'm doing even better.
That's what I like to hear.
All right, Doc.
What can I do for you this morning, Louie?
I want you to tell everybody out there a little bit about yourself, a little bit about what you do, why you do it, and how you do it.
Well, we can get into that, and I think that's a lot less important than what's going on in the world right now in terms of how it's impacting mental health with COVID-19. But quickly, Louie, I'm a psychologist. I have a practice here with 9 other therapists. We've been here for 40 years. We really focus on in-depth psychotherapy, which means we work a lot with people with trauma. We do individual group couples therapy. My background is in the area of health psychology and psychoanalysis. Would you like me to talk a little bit about what's the impact of COVID-19 on mental health and what's going on out there?
Doc, you can talk about whatever you want to. I'm all ears.
I think that's the number one concern right now. And what I want people to understand about this is it's a extremely unique form of stress that people are exposed to 24 hours a day. I believe we've been kind of in semi-lockdown now for about 6 months.
Yes, since March.
Families in quarantine, husbands and wives confined, locked up in the house together with each other, which often is not a pretty picture, Louie. Stress, this type of stress in particular, which doesn't seem to have any end in sight, is particularly damaging and harmful psychologically and physiologically. Human beings are programmed to cope with stress physically and emotionally in a certain way. Stress is ideally is a short-term thing. It only lasts for a certain amount of time so that psychologically and physiologically we can adapt. But with COVID-19, it's prolonged. And it is in depth. It encompasses us. So it's having tremendously detrimental effects upon both physical and mental health. So we've been seeing a great deal of that here in the office, and I'm talking a lot to colleagues around the country who are also addressing it. By the way, we've worked for many years remotely, so we're accustomed to doing both video and phone work. And very recently, in the last week or two, since here we are on Long Island, New York, we're in phase 4, we have begun to open up the office under certain very special circumstances to new patients.
I think that most of the people out there understand what's going on with COVID. There seems to be, from my end, that I listen to both ends of the spectrum on the mask situation.
Yes.
I actually had a doctor from Phoenix, Arizona, told me to go F myself because she said that people should not be wearing masks.
Right.
And
right.
I said, well, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, that's part of the sociological impact of this is now it's becoming a politicalized issue. That's becoming kind of an outlet for people's frustration and aggression. Yeah, you know, there are so many different reactions to stress. It's an idiosyncratic thing because each of us are programmed to respond differently to stress. For example, there's this old idea about what's called the weak organ theory, which essentially means that when we're exposed to prolonged stress, it provokes what's called the inflammatory response. So if you have a weak respiratory system, a weak intestinal system, that's where you're going to feel it. That's where you're going to be affected. If you're prone toward problems with substance abuse or alcohol or overeating, of course, all of those symptoms are going to be exacerbated. What we've noticed more than anything is that couples, you know, it's interesting how couples manage to live together for years and years. And part of what enables us to do that as couples is we get away from each other. We go to work. We leave the house. Now, when couples are quarantined together, old resentments, which have been buried, conflicts, which have been pushed aside, all of those issues are rising to the surface, and we're seeing a great deal more of distress and conflict, toxic reactions between husbands and wives and other couples.
Absolutely, Doc. Doc, what I need you to do now is give out your contact information on how to get in touch with you.
Well, you can just go to my website, look, Stephen H. Padnick, PhD, or Comac Consultation Center. There's a number of ways to get in touch with me, and I'm always happy to speak to people on the telephone and respond to anybody's concerns, Louis.
Okay. All right, everybody. This is Louis Michelson at Business
Talk
Radio.
Thank you so much, Louis.
We've been talking to the wonderful Dr. Stephen Padnick.
Have a great day, Louis.
You too, Doc.
Everybody, be careful out there, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back. Do not leave us.